Wait, is this live? Hey, Wine. Are we live? Is this live?
Are we live? You have 30 seconds to say something interesting because that's how the algorithms work.
Well, 30 seconds. Let's see. I think I'm already right. Guys, welcome to Bitcoin Kindergarten, the most highly regarded Bitcoin podcast in the Bitcoin podcasting game, a Bitcoin podcast that doesn't even talk about Bitcoin. And today we have the legendary Big Sean Harris. But before I get into that, we are at block height 752,082. The Moscow time is 4,978. And the cuckbuck price, the fiat cuckbuck price, the cuckbuck price is $20,090. Amazing. So apparently Big Sean Harris is telling everyone that I do the longest intro in the game. So I really don't know what we're going to talk about today, but I'm going to just continue to rant for as long as possible so that I waste all your time, because this is what you want to do here on the most highly regarded Bitcoin podcast. Had a great weekend at BitBlock Boom. I think my dopamine and serotonin levels are just getting back to normal. I'm just becoming a human again. It was a great time, but this is not about me. This is about our boy, Big Sean Harris, and Winekiss. Actually, I am here with Wine. Wine, let's tell him some stories before we introduce Sean Harris, because this is Big Sean Harris's show. But you guys were in El Zante. You guys were doing some influencer things. It's amazing.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
I think your pleb celebrity is going up. So Wine, tell the little people about how it feels like to be an influencer.
Dude, you can't just throw on the influencer thing to me because you're the influencer here.
You're Geppetto, bro.
I'm just a humble old Central American.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw the tallest person in the entire region there this weekend. Big Sean Harris. He's a whale, confirmed. And, man.
One question.
We're gonna get into having party stuff.
Yeah, we will. One question, though. How much taller was Big Sean Harris than every single person in El Salvador?
Well, I actually asked him if he's ever gone a full day without his height being some sort of topic of conversation, and it seems like the answer is no. And I mean, I'm to blame because I was asking questions like, does your feet hang off of every mattress? And then he was questioning that everyone's feet should be hanging off of mattresses. Like,
yeah, I'm a feet hang off the bed maxi, because if you sleep on your stomach, what are you gonna do when your feet are built to hang off the end of the bed? That is exactly what they're built to do.
He said, what does your feet do on the mattress? Are they all stretched out and stuff, you know? So
yeah, you wake up and your ankles, you have to get ankle surgery as soon as you wake up. I've already had enough ankle surgery.
Is this why Wine has the best calves in Bitcoin? Is because his feet hang off the bed?
It's because I'm Asian.
And it's not the only thing that hangs off the bed.
Oh! He's got a hog. Confirmed.
It's stupid. Relax, guys. Relax.
Big Sean Harris, I literally only have one question for you.
This is gonna be a short episode.
No, we did it last week. We had like
SWB audio capture, not registered.
My only question are you a ginger or an albino or both? Confirmed.
Well, it's funny because when we were down there, James kept calling me an albino, and I'm not. All I am is I'm half black, half white. My dad's super light skinned. So I came out orange. I mean, it's pure science, right?
You are orange
flat top good.
Orange, yeah. Like Bitcoin. This guy was literally born for Bitcoin. He came out orange. Orange tall man good.
Yes, exactly. That is literally what happened. God knew that I would be into Bitcoin and basketball, which are both orange. And so he pumped me full of orange right out of the womb. So
amazing. Amazing. Yep.
Amazing.
All right, well, Wine, I know we're gonna obviously get into everything is basketball, but how about you tee him up? You guys were hanging out in El Zante. You were saying to me how great of a time you had, how fucking awesome it is to hang out with Bitcoiners. Actually, guys, we're gonna plug the newsletter, because Winekiss has been killing it on the newsletter, and every time he surprises me with epic content. I hit him up in Signal. I'm like, yo, best newsletter in the game. And this week's newsletter, we didn't plan it, but I was on the same vibe, the same thing, just coming back from Austin. So, Wine, how about you tee this one up, and then we'll just get into a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I was there with pretty much surrounded by Bitcoiners the whole week. Barbecues, like, pretty much every day. It's becoming a ceremonial Bitcoin thing. And it's just such a blessing to be around people that you don't have to explain yourself to anymore. And like a buddy who was out there, Satoshi's Dragon, as some may know, he said, like, you don't have to talk about the fundamentals anymore. Like, you don't have to explain what is money. You don't have to go
SWB through, like, audio capture, not registered.
And your whole thesis. Like, and then at that point, it just becomes all fun and games. Like, I'm there with Sean, Labra, Apex. I mean, sorry to dox you guys that you were in El Salvador, but we were literally just joking around all weekend, like, having such a good time. And there's nothing like being around Bitcoiners. Like, that's truly it. And we'll see what happens now that I left this trip and go back to reality around some NPCs and see what the conversations are like in that side of the world. But man, it's truly a blessing, and it's awesome to hang out with somebody like Sean. He was actually there working really hard. I can vouch for him that he was strictly yeah. business, which I know he'll talk about.
Let's go.
I had some fun too.
All right,
it was all fun.
I just want to add. I want to add my two cents as well, guys. I endorse this message completely. I literally left my normie home and I live with a house full of Bitcoiners, and it is the best time ever. We wake up having the best time. We literally never talk about Bitcoin. It's just like, it's fucking awesome. We don't have to talk about it. We're already on that level of understanding, and we just go live our life and try to improve ourselves and be the best versions of ourselves. But really, we're just having fun, eating good food, and causing all kinds of mayhem. But this is not about me. Big Sean Harris, how about tell the people something about yourself that they don't know? I'm pretty sure everyone knows who you are. You're kind of a pleb celebrity out here. You're the tallest person in Bitcoin. So I don't know. What do you want to talk about right now?
Dude, well, first of all, okay, something that people might not know, I am fluent in Spanish, so that helped me out a ton in El Salvador, which I've lived 2 years of my life. When I was 20 and 21, I lived in Honduras. So, which if you guys don't know, that borders El Salvador. And I already
SWB audio capture, not registered.
10 years, I'm 33 now. So it was over 10 years ago, you know, but I grew to love Central America. And it just really didn't come as a big surprise to me when I heard that a Central American country, which happens to be El Salvador, was the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender. It was really cool to see that. I mean, the people there deserve to have the same privileges that we have in the U.S., you know, or wherever else you are in the world. And a lot of these people don't, you know, they're not born with that. So, you know, these are very happy people. They're good people. They get a bad rap for being violent countries, which is not true. I literally landed, you know, I landed in El Salvador. Wynakis wasn't there yet. I got a taxi from the airport. Don't know the guy. Took him out. Got some pupusas. I was like, you hungry? He was like, yeah. We went out. I bought him some pupusas. We talked the whole time on the way down to Zante from the airport, because Zante is about an hour from the airport. Just good people. Like, that's Sean, just the type of people that they are down there.
Tell them where I housed you the first 2 days.
Yeah. Wynakis reminded me of my days in Honduras, living like in tin roofs and like no air conditioning. So, like, if you guys think that Miami is hot, you haven't experienced like El Salvador has got that hot and humidity. They got it down perfectly. So, yeah, I stayed in a nice hostel. Luckily, there was a fan to keep me cool once I started sweating, but I couldn't breathe. I literally texted Wynakis. I was like, Wynakis, dude, I can't sleep. I can't even breathe right now.
I just needed to prove to you that I'm stacking sats confirmed.
Wait, Wine, did he stay where I think he stayed?
Yeah, where you saw me last time.
Let's go.
Rio sound. Hey,
SWB audio capture not registered.
He's renovating it, so
yeah,
maybe if he can get some AC units in each room, I would definitely consider staying there again.
Dude, we're in a bear market, so maybe 100K, you'll see some AC.
Sean Harris was in the penthouse suite. He was flexing on everyone on Twitter. This guy is a Balena confirmed. Well confirmed.
Balena.
This guy.
Bayena.
All right, well. Amazing. Sean, how about we get philosophical for a moment? Why is everything basketball? I think the people really want to know.
The reason that everything is basketball is because basketball is proof of work, and everything real in your life takes work. You want to eat, you want good food, you want good people, good relationships in your life. Whatever you want that you actually want, it takes work. And basketball is work. And if you don't work, it'll be noticed on the court. And if you do work, then you'll be rewarded for that work. That's why Bitcoin is basketball, proof of work, and that's why everything's basketball.
Yeah, listen! That's called motherfucking blood!
I love it. I am glad you took this. I know you guys come here for the complete noise of a show, and then you got to wait about like 35 minutes to get any signal. But I'm glad that we're jumping into this early, because I remembered that I actually did kind of make some notes one night before I was going to bed when Weinikus told me that we're going to have you on. And me and you kind of have gone back and forth on Twitter in regards to like – being competitive and
SWB audio capture not registered,
because you know proof of work, as I say all the time, like it's much more than just about mining. It's a way of life. Like, put in the work and life will reward you. But I love how when we go back and forth, we both can acknowledge the winner's mindset, and you play at a high level competitive sports and of basketball. And so let the people know a little bit, bro, like, how do you have such a bulletproof mentality, bro? Because I see it through your tweets, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, but I think it goes over people's heads sometimes. It's like, you're a winner because of your mentality, and I see that shit, and it's like, it's very obvious to me, but apparently people don't catch the drift of Sean Harris being a winner.
Well, first of all, Opti, I'm gonna need to have you around me 24/7, because you're hyping me up and you're making me feel good. Second of all, yeah, well, there's two things, right? I look at it like this. You know, the old meme, you can be the guy that's suffering, that's like lifting weights and getting strong, but you're like, you still have to suffer because you got to go through that. Or you're the guy who's suffering, is fat, sitting on the couch, looking like Augustin Karstens, you know, that's just doing nothing. You can be that type of suffer. So why not at least get the reward out of your suffering? And once you figure things out, once you start, like, if you just figure out one thing, then you can figure out a lot of things. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize is people that they've been losing a lot, they've been losing their whole lives, and they don't realize, like, okay, if I go in all in on one thing, I figure this out, then that'll give you more confidence to win in your next area of life, and then in the next area of life. And if you keep doing that, like, that's the work that it takes. But a lot of people would rather take the victim mindset.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Let me blame other people. Let me blame my government instead of let me find the solution to this. Because I search for solutions. I don't search for problems. And when you search for solutions, there's always problems. Like, everyone always has a problem. So if you're looking for solutions, that actually gives you an opportunity, because most people haven't found that solution yet. And if you can find that solution and you can find it first and you do it well, now you've just turned that problem not only into a solution, but that's a benefit to you and to the rest of the world. Like, look at what Satoshi did, right? He didn't sit around complaining like a lot of the gold bugs do, right? Which is just like, they have no solution. Satoshi went out and made a solution, and won. And then now it's up to us to make sure that that solution actually continues forth and more people learn about Bitcoin.
Wow. It's 15 minutes into the show. We are giving the people high level signal. Amazing. I think this show might cut short because we're way ahead of the game. Usually we just talk shit for like an hour and then we give people some sauce. No, I love it because I realized something in the last month or so, and it was that very thing of, you know, like having the winner's mentality, but furthermore, like on leadership. And I realized, you know, Bitcoin is, you know, there is no leader to Bitcoin. There's no one in control. But I think in that very moment, in that very understanding, you come to understand that, look, like you got to be a leader in your own life and in your own little sphere of circles. And I've said it all the time, like you got to be a shining example of what it means to be, you know, a fucking Bitcoiner, because there's one thing about talking about Bitcoin. There's one thing about like trying to shit on people about
SWB
Bitcoin,
audio capture, not registered,
trying to lecture people about Bitcoin. And it usually just like goes in one ear and out the other. You can see when their eyes start glazing over. But it's a totally different thing when you lead by example and like, you know, you're fit, you're happy, your life is in order. And then people ask you like, yo, how did you get here? And it's like, well, it's because of Bitcoin. It's because I have this mentality and this view on life that makes me win in everything I do. It's like, I joke all the time. It's like winners literally win at every action in their life. Like they could pick up a cup of coffee and they're winning, you know, they're opening a doorknob and they're winning. It's like winning is a mentality that you carry with you. And then there's people that are just broke in the mind. And I'm reminded of that quote by Dave Chappelle. You guys probably seen it, where he's like, he was talking to his dad and he said something on the lines of like, dad, why am I broke? Or no, dad, why am I poor? And he goes, son, you are not poor. Poor is a mentality. Like you are broke. Yeah. You're a winner, but you are broke and you have no money. And I am so glad that before, or actually this journey of Bitcoin, what I've realized is this whole journey of Bitcoin has just been like me fixing my mind. And then once you fix your mind, like your ass follows and everything starts to fall into place and life becomes so much easier. And that's why I always say like proof of work is much more than just about Bitcoin mining. It's a way of life. Like if you are out there and you're unhappy, it's very noticeable on Twitter. Like you can tell who isn't fucking happy in their life and they go out on Twitter and they start LARPing and it's like, look, it's very obvious. But like then there's people like yourself, dude, where like we're just having fun, we're enjoying life, but also like we realize, look, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be obstacles, but we're going to fucking dominate because we are winners. And that's just what it is. Like I look at you.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
And I know that you have that leadership quality in you because like, as much as we don't want to lead, it's like we lead kind of by example. And you know, if it's memes or whatever, it's like, look, you took the lead on making the halving party in El Zante. Like, that's some leadership stuff, guys. And look, lead your life first, and then you can lead men and other people. And I see you doing it, bro. And I you know, kudos to you, Sean.
I respect, man. Thank you.
I love it, bro. And I I want to talk about you actually competing in professional basketball. So you play in the European League, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of leagues in Europe. There's not just one, so.
Goes to show, I don't know anything about basketball. I just learned how to shoot a ball correctly. I still suck ass, so go on.
There's a lot of leagues, and it's tough to get out there as an American because most teams have a limit on how many Americans can play on a team. So there's a lot of guys that are trying to get jobs out there. And I'm getting old, like I'm 33, which is young, you know, and everything else, but it's old. I'm getting older in basketball terms. So and when you get to a certain age too, you want to be treated the right way. You don't want to just go to any old team. You get more self-respect. And so right now I'm taking a little bit more time off than I normally would. Like before, I used to just, hey, any team that offers, I'm going to go, because you don't know when the next offer is going to come and all this other stuff. But you don't know who's worse than you that's going to take that offer, right? I think that's what's hard is sometimes these teams will just pick up dudes because of their resume, and not necessarily look at what they can provide for the team. So these last few years I played in Spain, which has totally helped out with my Spanish. It's, you know, I had kind of gotten rusty on my Spanish, but then, you know, I'm spending every day with my Spanish teammates, and then boom, my Spanish is
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Like there's always benefits. I love being able to travel. I hate living in just one place. So for me, being able to go over to Europe, I really do like it out there in Europe. I like, you know, it's fun to hang out, and there's always good things. There's good food out there. So I like to be able to travel, come back to the U.S. And then recently, you know, I'm getting opened back up to Central America again, which is, you know, that's a whole other world, which not many Americans, like a lot more Americans have traveled to Europe than they've traveled to Central America. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to start changing because Central America is a lot closer.
Beautiful. Wine, before you jump in, I want to ask you and Big Sean Harris, Wine, have you sponsored Big Sean Harris by with decentralized homelessness, or are you LARPing?
I don't get the question.
You're
the head proponent of decentralized homelessness. Is he an accolade?
I mean, he's a whale confirmed, but he can hang.
I'm not a whale.
All right, Juan, you had your hand up. What's up?
I mean, I want to keep it on the basketball subject. I came up with some rapid-fire questions for you, Sean.
Okay, let's do
it. I literally just thought of this because, as everyone knows, this show is not planned whatsoever. So let's get it started. Opti, do you have any like intro noises you want to throw on there?
Let's see. What do I have?
From like 1980s, some 1980s basketball jams.
No, I have. How about this one? I haven't played this. Oh, actually, I mean, I got this. This is music.
All right, perfect. We got rapid fire with Big Sean Harris, aka Big Juan Harris, aka Ballena. Confirmada. Big Sean, are you ready?
SWB audio capture, not registered.
First question is Air Bud or Hoosiers?
Ooh, Hoosiers for sure. You know a dog can't be doing all that unless it's Labra. Labra is the only dog that can do
Yeah,
that.
We need Labra on Air Bud 7 or whatever.
Speaking whatever of, where is Labra today? He must be busy. He must be tired from too long of a weekend.
He's home with the fam right now. He hasn't been.
He's on a pupusa hangover.
Pupusa hangover. Okay, yeah, go on, Wayne.
I said, imagine trying out for that team and getting cut because a dog took your spot.
Amazing.
All right, next question is windmill or 360? Yeah, these are not easy.
These aren't. That's a tough one. That's a tough. I would rather see a windmill.
Okay. He's got style. MJ or LeBron?
Ooh, easy.
Is it easy? That's not that easy.
Dude, I'm all about the Trailblazers. First person to do it, I'm going to go MJ. But, of course, LeBron's a fucking freak.
This could be a whole podcast episode, so we don't linger on this.
Not only could it be a whole podcast episode, it could be a whole podcast theme, which there probably is a podcast that's like MJ versus LeBron, and they just go for...
Yeah, it's like a multi-hundred episode series.
Yeah, they just go for years on why one or the other. I would give the edge to MJ, but it's looking like LeBron is going to end up playing with one or both of his sons in the NBA.
Amazing.
That's pretty cool too.
I'm going to double down and say MJ because MJ's a capitalist and LeBron's a commie loving Chinese fan.
That's true.
Let's move on. SWB audio capture, not registered.
Just like every fiat billionaire that's out there.
Facts.
Whichever one buys Bitcoin first, we like.
Hold on, Juan. We got one more. We got one more in the chat. Original Jordans or Reebok pumps?
The original Jordans, like the Jordan 1s we're talking about.
Yeah,
like the
Jordan 1s.
The ones he was getting fined for in the NBA.
Yes. Well, we have no clarification, but Diogenes asks, original Jordans or Reebok pumps?
I'm going to have to go with the Jordan 1s. any day, any and all day, any and all and every day.
All right, Jordan Maxey. We got the next question is, would you rather get a bucket or a dime? Which, if people don't know, is would you rather score or have an assist?
I like to dime people up because I'm a big. So when you can dime up somebody, it just looks clean. When you're a big, that's like you can do like a nice pass behind the back. You're posted up in the post and someone cuts. You give them a bounce pass behind the back. Crowd likes that.
Yo, are the ladies listening? Big Sean Harris is an unselfish team player.
Yo. Why? Yeah. That's good.
That's not the only
We need the Pornhub music for you. Bow, wow. Anyway, Sean, I do live with the infamous Bitcoin fuckboy, and I am reminded.
Hold on. How do you do that? Bro, how do you live with
fuckboy? This is also a whole podcast that could be done.
It is literally the greatest shit ever.
I don't understand how you do that. I don't disrespect the fuckboy, but I just don't even understand how that's possible.
He's a LARP, all right? On the internet, he's a LARP. He's a good guy. He's actually... I can't say more. He is... I am not going to tell the women you're a romantic, okay?
SWB audio capture, not registered.
I can get the mics for them, but he's a great guy. Sean says what's up. I actually love him, bro. He's a great guy. He's wild on the internet, but he's a great guy in person. One more question, though. One more question.
We got more questions on my end.
Hold on one. Yeah, before I forget the question, that's why I cut you off. There is a clip going around about you not being able to make a field goal for the whole year. Can you still not make field goals or free throws? Free throws. Sorry. Of course, no, I don't play basketball.
No, it was a field goal.
Okay, field goal. Okay.
So when I got up, so here's a quick story too. When I got up to Utah State, I had torn my ACL, and then I tore it again first day back. So I rehabbed for like 9 months, and the first day back that I was cleared, I re-tore the same ACL, same knee. Oof. So then I was out for a full year straight. Utah State, they took my scholarship away after that happened, which sucked. And they basically put me on the end of the bench that whole next year. So I had like three guys that were in front of me. I got zero meaningful minutes during the whole season. Even in like blowouts, my coach wouldn't put me in the game. It was insane. And I finally got in because I hadn't. So that was my senior year. And I ended up actually getting my year back because I tore my ACL, right? You get a medical red shirt in college for if you get a big injury like that. So what ended up happening was my first actual meaningful minutes was senior night at Utah State. And I started the game. I started the game and I got a couple buckets. The craziest thing is in college basketball, Division I college
basketball. SWB audio capture, not registered.
So every 4 minutes, if there's a dead ball, whether it's a ball goes out of bounds, whether it's a foul, whether it's anything, it's an automatic media timeout. So it doesn't really get charged to either team. It's just an automatic media timeout that cuts a commercial. That's how they make a lot of the revenue. So normally you get a media timeout at about the 20-minute half. You get down to anything past 16, right? If you get to 15 minutes and 30 seconds, boom, you get a media timeout because there'll be every minute or so, there's going to be something, a whistle blown. What ended up happening was I played the first 10 minutes of the game. I had a sub at the table. The coach had the sub sitting at the table for me with like 3 minutes into the game. There wasn't a dead ball. There was no foul. There was no free throws. There was no out of bounds, no traveling, no double dribble, nothing for 10 minutes straight. So not only did we miss the first media timeout, we also blew through the second media timeout. And I was just running up and down the court. I got a couple buckets. The crowd was going crazy because, yeah, Utah State, the fans go insane.
Because the flat top.
And the flat top was on point. And then the coach, actually, I played so well. The coach called a timeout because it was like eventually had to call a timeout. That's how we got the dead ball. There still wasn't a dead ball, but our coach called a timeout. So then I actually got back in the second half because I played so well. So that video that I'm saying, that's the first field goals I ever had. It wasn't just like, you know, one night. It was 2 years of going through. It was really 3 years because 2 years of ACL surgeries and rehab. And then that whole year itself of finally like sitting on the bench and then I got to play. Well, what happened? So this is kind of a long story that I'm going through, but I think it's interesting. So I was not on
scholarship. SWB audio capture, not registered.
My coach was a dick, big dick that year. And he was from the old school. It was at this time that a lot of guys were getting soft and not necessarily soft, but just wanted players, coaches, right? And he was the type of coach that you would show up to the airport. He would get his flight. He would make everyone wait. He'd get his flight and his ticket, check his bag, and then he's walking, not talking to anybody. And we're all just back. We're all chilling as a team with the other assistant coaches. You know, he was just that type of guy. You didn't want to get in an elevator with him because you didn't want to talk to him. So we had a couple of seniors that left, and then we ended up having 7 guys that were supposed to return on scholarship that just dipped. You know, they said, we're out of here. We're transferring. We're done with this coach. So there were only 3 guys that returned that were on scholarship. And you get 13 scholarships for D1 basketball. Well, I'm still kind of walking around campus. It's summertime. They've picked up a lot of guys, but they still need a big. And I just walk into, at this point, I'm about to get my year back. So I walk into one of the assistant coaches and he's like, yeah, we're having trouble finding one more big. And I was like, dude, I'm right here. If you want to pick up a big, I'm right here. And he was like, are you being serious? Cause he's like, I thought you were going to leave with the rest of the guys. And I was like, dude, I mean, one more year, this is Utah State. I love the campus. You know, it was a lot of fun for me. So I'm like, let's try it. He's like, okay, I'll get you a meeting with coach tomorrow morning. And I knew that they had 1 scholarship offer still left at that time. And so,
SWB audio capture, not registered.
I was trying to go to a D2 school at this time, but it wasn't like it is today. And this was only back in 2014. So it wasn't like it is today where if you transfer, you can put your name on Twitter. And now every D1 coach, every D2 coach, every D3 coach that can offer you a scholarship can literally go on there and look at you. You're in the transfer portal and you get offered a scholarship. It wasn't like that back then. It was just word of mouth. So I was running a little late because it was the middle of the summer. I needed to go play somewhere else. I was getting my year back and I had no offers from anywhere and I didn't really know who to talk to. So I walk in the coach's office the next morning and he goes, oh, you know, I hear you might want to come back and play. And I was like, yeah, that's definitely what I want to do. He's like, look, here's what we see. You see you playing at least 18 minutes a game. You'll be our only senior. Cause at that time they had no seniors that they had signed. Like, you'll be our only senior. You're going to get a lot of minutes. We really trust you. We like you. We've liked you for these few years. And so I said, okay, great. I said, look, I got all these D2 schools offering me scholarships, just like that. And I had no D2 school. I had no scholarship offers from anywhere. But I just straight up told him, look, I got all these D2 schools offering me scholarships. And if I come back, which I want to do, I need to be on a full ride scholarship. Because you got about an eight or nine man rotation, and you're telling me I'm going to be in an eight or nine man rotation. So that means that there's four or five guys that are going to be on scholarship that are going to be sitting the bench all year long, and I'm going to be one of the guys playing. I need to be on scholarship. And he goes, you need to be on scholarship.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Two schools that can offer me full ride scholarship. He goes, because I knew at that point. Coaches put the money, they're going to put their money where their mouth is. At that point, I had already gone through a year off scholarship and I hated it. It was the worst. They treated me like garbage. So I was like, I need to get back on scholarship. So now they'll give me a chance. And he's like, okay, well, if you give me your word that you stop talking to all these D2 schools, I'll give you my word that we'll put you on scholarship. And when the signing period opens up next week, we'll get you signed and you'll be on scholarship and you'll be back here playing as Utah State Aggie. I shook his hand and I walked out of that office with a big smile ear to ear, because I was like, this dude screwed me over, but I just got him. Like, I just got him big time. And he was a tough guy to negotiate with. He was taller than me, bigger than me, you know, very intimidating guy, and I got him. So that was
negotiation skills on point.
Let's go. Yeah. That's called winning, people. Winning mentality. Do not take no for a fucking answer. Let's go, Big Sean.
I don't know
Sean.
What's longer, Big Sean's rapid fire
or my intro.
It was a good story.
It was a good story. Wine, do you have more questions? Because it reminds me of something I have.
Rapid fires.
Well, can I just jump in real quick? Because I have over here, it's just a note. It's like, on pressure making diamonds. And I know Big Sean gets it, because look, we just had a story that literally told us that same exact thing. And it's just back to the winning mentality, guys. It's like, everything you do is winning. And there's people out there, you know, there, as I always say, you know, as I quote the great Kanye West all the time, it's like, there's dicks and there's swallowers, but I'd rather be a leader than a follower. And there's people
SWB
out
there, audio like, capture, wow, not registered.
You know, some people crumble under the pressure and other people are forged through the fire and created into just absolute savages. And, you know, like, the only way that you're going to succeed in life is by going through the obstacles. And shouts out to Matt Kaiser. He's in the chat right now. And one of my friends, Mike, sent me this video about comeback country. He hasn't released it yet, and there's a clip in there that I really love, that Max Kaiser is talking about the little turtles going into the sea, that nature always finds a way, and the way that they succeed is by charging headfirst into the ocean, into the waves. And I fundamentally believe this, guys. Like, people need to face the adversity in their life, stop avoiding it, take the hard path, take the obstacles, because if you're really going to become the person that you think you are or who you want to be, you got to face the adversity, and only the pressure will make you into the diamond that you are. And look at Big Sean Harris. He's a fucking winner. And it's because he's got the mentality, guys. It literally starts with your mind first, and everything else follows. But anyways, Sean, you got anything to add?
That's Max spitting bars.
Yeah, now listen! That's cool, that motherfucking bars!
But yeah, yes.
I agree. And I think, like, that's... I know this has the having party title to it, but, you know, I look at a country like El Salvador. I look at just life in general. Everything that's around us was created by somebody. Like, a lot of, like, I was born into this automated world in the West, and a lot of us are born into an automated world, right? And so, but I had a mother and father that loved me. I had security. I always had enough food to eat. Like, that was just born. I was born into that. But someone had to make a decision somewhere for those things to happen. And it didn't just
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Stuck with the status quo. Like, every part of life, everything that we have, someone has had the idea. People doubted their idea. They went ahead with it anyway, and they did it. And I look at something like El Salvador. Look at what Bukele is doing down there, right? Like, he could have just said, I'm going to stick to the status quo. And I'm going to keep with dollars. We're going to stay with dollars forever. Because that's the easy decision. But instead, he's like, look, I'm gonna go with something that looks risky. And he knew, he had done his homework on Bitcoin. And he knows how Bitcoin can change their country. And there's more things that he's doing, obviously. You can't just, it's not just the money that you got to fix. There's other things. But, you know, the little thing that I'm doing is I'm like, it seems obvious that there should be a halving party. Like, why do we not celebrate the halving? It happens once every 4 years. It just seemed very obvious to me And the last halving, I was sitting down watching a YouTube video, watching Anthony Pompliano drink a beer. I tell that to everybody. I'm like, that was the most boring halving ever. And I think we should celebrate it because Bitcoin is important. And I think where we should celebrate it is in the country that, number one, allows anyone to go there, because in the United States, we don't allow anyone to come here to the United States. If you're not vaccinated, you can't come in if you're not a U.S. citizen. And so that was the first thing that I wanted to do was, okay, number one, I want it to be in a country that allows everyone. And number two, in the country that deserves it. And no other country deserves it more than El Salvador. So that's why I went down there, and it proved me right. Like, going down there, I'm like, yeah, this is definitely the place to have the halving party.
Was that your first time down there, Sean?
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Extremely close. I've been in a city called Ocotepeque, Honduras, which is right on the border of El Salvador. I've had some pupusas in Ocotepeque, which is a little bit south of Copan. There's these ruins. There's like, I think they're Mayan or Aztec ruins in Copan. Super cool. That's Honduras. And then I journeyed my way down to Ocotepeque, but I'd never been to El Salvador. So that was my first time. To the Guanacos.
Not only was Sean just in El Salvador, he was basically driving around a majority of the country looking at venues. So you want to tell everyone how that went?
Large.
Yeah. So thanks, Juan. I came down with a few guys that I know that do events all over the U.S. And they're these guys that I've actually known since college. And since then, they've been very successful. And so I called them up and said, hey, look, I'm planning this party. I want to do it right. I want to make sure that I'm not planning some crap party because Bitcoin is the best money ever. They're not Bitcoiners. They're not anti-Bitcoin. They're just they're just normies. They were actually learning
pre-coiners.
A lot.
Pre-coiners. They're pre-coiners.
They were very interested. We were like just spewing up the good word of Bitcoin and like saying jokes, and they were curious.
Spreading
like, what's
the good
actually
word
going
of
on
Bitcoin.
Here?
Let's go.
Yeah, it was very cool because, you know, normally we're the minority when you talk to normies. But at that point, they came to Zante, and they're hearing everyone like talk at this high level. Sometimes a highly regarded level, sometimes a high level. And they were very curious about what we were talking about and what, you know, all, and they were asking the right questions. And so I thought it was really cool to see, like, to put a normie with a bunch of Bitcoiners and they start picking things up really quickly.
SWB so, audio capture, not registered.
On the trip, they were calling people shitcoiners.
Let's literally, go.
We went to a Bitcoin meetup in San Salvador, and there was this guy who started shilling one of my buddies' NFTs and the metaverse, and my buddy called him out for being a shitcoiner. But 2 days earlier, we say shitcoiner, and he goes, "What's a shitcoiner?" You know, and then 2 days later, he's calling a guy out for being a shitcoiner, just like that. And so we went up and down all over El Salvador, looking for the right venue for Bitcoiners and for Bitcoin, and I think we found the right place. We did a full on tour.
It's going to be like a festival, like a big party. Like, this ain't going to be a half ass party.
No, dude, this is going to be a real party.
Let's go.
We're going all in.
Can all confirm in
the having party. And yeah,
let's go. Sean, maybe you want to talk about the ideas we were brainstorming about while we were having a barbecue that one day.
Yeah, those were, we had a lot of good ideas. I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, you don't have to spill the sauce yet. Cause why? I just remembered that we didn't do our sponsor shout out today. So everyone knows we're sponsored by Simply Bitcoin. Wine usually does the really bad sponsor.
Dude, are we though?
I think we are. I should hit up our sugar daddy. I should hit up our sugar daddy and see where our payment is because we shout you out every Wednesday. Anyways, wine.
Accounts receivable.
hit the rapid questions because we do have some segments, wine, and everyone is waiting for wine's dating tips of the week. So we got Big Sean Harris. I know Big Sean Harris gets them bitches as well. So this is going to be a good one. So finish the rapid fire. And then we can show the show the having party more at the end. But we got segments here now, Weinikus. We're not just free flowing. We need to give the people
SWB audio capture not registered.
A follower, but I think this question is a very tough question, and I'm sure you've heard it before. Would you rather be the best player on the worst team or the worst player on the best team?
Oh man. Oh my gosh. Are we talking professional, or are we talking
college? You're in the NBA, you're dropping buckets on like the absolute worst team, getting like 13 wins, or you're winning a championship.
But you're on the bench.
Take money and all that stuff out of the equation, you know?
Here's the thing. If you're the worst player on the best team professionally, that's bad for you. Because you're like people go, oh well, they would have won it without you anyway, and you never play. If you're in college, I would pick the worst player on the best team. Because you get to win a national championship, the experience is amazing. There's nothing, you know, competes with college. But if you're in pros, if you're a professional, best team or best player on the worst team 100 times out of 100, because you're going to get a better contract next year.
Facts.
I'll take that all day, any day.
This guy's all business, huh?
This guy is about stacking them sats. Let's go.
Then you're going to get on a better team next year. But if you're on the best team and you're the worst player, you're probably going to end up on a worse team the next year.
Bars.
That's the fact. All right.
Next question. Would you rather get a block or a charge?
So I'm on offense if I'm getting the block, and I'm on defense if I'm getting the charge.
No, both on defense. You're causing a turnover.
Wait, are we talking about a block shot?
You're swatting somebody off the glass, or you're taking a charge, like hard charge, you know?
I would rather
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Even I know that.
Dude, I'm part of the Miami Heat culture, bro. What about those charges?
Dude, you know, no, you're not. No, I mean, Kyle Lowry is, but
we're dogs, bro. Bam. We're from the jungle.
I remember Bam Adebayo blocking someone's dunk in the middle of the rim.
Yep.
Jason Tatum. It was Jason Tatum went up for a dunk. This was two playoffs.
Game-winning playoff block.
Yeah. Jason Tatum literally had his hand over the rim, and Bam Adebayo's wrist bent all the way back, and he still blocked it.
Some say it's the best block of all time. Last question, Big Sean.
Yeah.
Are you rocking Nike or Big Baller Brand?
Big Baller Brand.
Neither, bro, dude.
Oh, shit.
Actually, you know what? It's come to a little bit of it's a little conflicting, because I know they got all those Uyghurs in China, that are like literally in concentration camps. And I like the way that the LeBron shoes fit me, but
dang.
I'll tell you what, I have worn the Steph Curry Under Armours for a few seasons as well. So maybe I need to make that.
When Bitcoin basketball shoes made by shitcoiners instead of slaves.
Yes, they need a job.
Shitcoiners are slaves. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah, listen.
Bars. That's called motherfucking bars. Okay.
Yeah. Well, those are the questions I have for now.
Let's go. Okay. Well, let's do a little hard transition, Wine. Let's give everyone's favorite news segment of the week. I hope you prepared for this. And if you didn't prepare, then hopefully Big Sean Harris has some free alpha for the people out there, because we know
SWB audio capture not registered
when Bitcoin goes to 100K, because they're all fucking dorks and don't know how to talk to people. So let's get into this, guys. Let's get into this.
And now, your Wines Wednesday dating tips, weekly dose of alpha sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
Wine.
Ang now. Beautiful. I like how Labra says ang. Ang now.
All right, Wine. So did you do your homework this week? Because You told me last week you're not.
I didn't have to do homework this week because I saw it from my own two eyes. From the big whale, Sean Harris, and myself. We have a couple stories from this trip.
Let's go. Uh-oh.
If you guys don't know, El Tunco is the neighboring beach town to Anzante, where the parties are at. You know, on the weekends, you are guaranteed to be out late if you would like. We get out there, a salsa song starts playing.
Yes.
And Big Sean and I start showing our skills, and an El Salvadorian girl basically fell in love with Big Sean. They were dancing all night. She was an El Zante 7. This was the running joke of the trip. So
let's go. Hey, clocked and bagged. I know what you're talking about.
In Miami, she might have been a 3, but in El Zante, she was a 7. Which is big props to Big Sean. The talent out there was bare for that evening, I think, because it was raining. Big Sean captured a 7, and I think he's aiming for higher goals. You know, he's not trying to get rich off of a shitcoin. He wants
SWB audio capture, not registered.
And he told me he needed to be saved at the end of the night, but I couldn't really tell because he kept dancing with her.
What am I gonna do? Am I gonna ruin her night?
I think you just wanted to practice your salsa moves.
Such a gentleman.
You can't do that. You gotta be somewhat cordial, you know.
He's a nice guy.
I knew we were gonna go home soon, so I figured I'll just dance with her for a few songs, and then I'll get Wine a Kiss to get me to go.
Again, this was a business trip. Sean came to scout venues, practice his Spanish, and practice his salsa, and I think he achieved that. And the next story was...
I was going to say, you can't not give the people tips, so get the story time, and they're waiting
this
for
is
the tips.
Tip.
Okay.
The first tip is practice salsa.
Yeah, are you a Macarena Maxi, Sean? Macarena Maxi or salsa music?
No, dude, I love salsa, I love bachata, I love merengue, all those styles of music. And here's the thing is, if you go to any Latin country, you know all the ladies can dance, and all the dudes can dance too. So you better, if you want to go down to El Salvador, don't be going down like some gringo, you know, just nodding your head back and forth. Learn to move those hips.
Nodding your head and shrugging your shoulders.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Down there, like, you can dance with whoever. Even in Spain these last few years. Like, I remember going to clubs, and this is something you'll never see in the U.S. I would see, like these daughters who are in their 20s, they'd be with their moms who were in their 40s and their grandmas who would be in their 60s, and they'd all be at the club and they'd all be dancing together because they knew how to do a little salsa. They knew how to do some bachata dancing. That's just in their culture. And then like, you would never see girls go to the club with their moms and grandmas in the U.S. So I even like we were
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Lake in El Salvador. I highly recommend going there if you make it down, or when you make it down to El Salvador for the having party. You got to go to Lake Coatepeque. It's beautiful. We were down there, and Wine wasn't with me at this point, but my other guys were, and they were playing bachata music the whole time, and I started dancing a little bachata music middle of the day. This 55-year-old overweight El Salvadorian woman comes up, and just she asked me if she can dance. And I'm like, of course, let's get it going. We start doing a little bit of dancing, moving the hips. It's just good fun, right? Like, you gotta be able to enjoy yourself when they put on some good music.
If you learn how to dance salsa, you unlock a whole slew of women, and not only is it a plenty, they are some of the most beautiful ones. So go to Colombia. There's actually salsa lessons every week in El Zante at Hotel Michanti. So you get it covered. You know, you can learn the very basics in 30 minutes. I guarantee
you. You know, Apex knows how to do that.
And it's a good pickup line to a salsa, like a chick in these countries, you know, say, hey, I just learned my first lesson. Can you teach me more? You know, it's that simple.
Wow. And that's actually a good tip. Not even just in El Zante.
I'm in many times.
Yeah, I'm in Texas now, and learning how to line dance and learning how to
line dance.
Yeah, learning how to line dance and learning however, like, this fucking box dancing is, this country dancing. If you can learn how to dance with the style of the area, that is actually some alpha there. But continue to the next story. Give them some more tips, Wine.
Well, this next story happened with Labra Hoddle and myself. And if anyone's been to El Zante, they know that the town is divided by a river. And depending on the time of the year, that river can get pretty high. Like
SWB so audio high capture, and not and, registered.
Color, like, you can't even see the floor that you're, like, tripping over rocks. So you got to be really careful, like, pull up your shorts. So Labra and I are crossing the river, and it so happens there's some Asian, like, nice tan-looking Asian-American crossing at the same time, right? And I see her, and I just approach her in the middle of the river.
Yes.
And basically we get the conversation started there because she's basically stuck having to talk to me because you're in the most dire situation of having to make it across. But that's the tip. You got to catch them where there's no chance of them running away from you.
There's no escape.
Yeah, there's no escape.
A whole Me Too movement about Wynikis.
Labra said, how do you do it?
American women in the river.
Got her Instagram. Didn't really follow up, unfortunately. The timing wasn't right. You know, TikTok, yeah. Next block. But yeah, catch them in a situation where you cannot be avoided is the next tip.
Mr. Robot says entrapment, lol.
I don't know if I endorse that, but I did respect it when he told me that he approached this girl. So I did like that.
Wine actually is the approach king. Not gonna lie, I've seen him do his business in Miami. He's the most nonchalant approacher. And nonchalant approacher. I think that's the tip, Wine. That's the tip. Yeah. Nonchalant approach.
I mean, that's just my style. But
that's, you know,
Labra, after we got out of the river, Labra was like, I can't believe what I just saw. Like, so
can confirm nonchalant approach.
Labra is man's best friend.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know, dogs are good pickup magnets, you know.
Yeah. She started
SWB audio capture not registered.
Second alpha dating tip: use your dog to get women's attention. I think we're gonna do that this weekend. We've already talked about it.
Got to El Zante, because Sean and I were there like a whole week before him, and then he gets there at like 7 a.m. one day, and he's like outside my house messaging me. He's like, hey, I'm outside. But he went and like walked away somewhere, and I just see a dog sitting in the middle of the road. So I took a picture of this dog and then I send it to him. I'm like, is that you?
I started dying laughing when I saw that text, and then I sent it to I screenshot it and sent it to the meme factory, and literally no one reacted to it.
Wow. So,
I don't know.
They are obviously not as funny as they portray themselves. LARPs in the Meme Factory. Jeez.
If you buy a hat off of memefactorymerch.com, then maybe they'll laugh back.
Wow. Corporate Bitcoiners confirmed. Wrecked by Sean Harris.
Wow.
Anyways, it was a good time, man. A lot of new jokes came about this trip, but El Zante 7 is a really good one for those.
Yeah.
Those that want to join.
All right. Well, we do have some questions, Sean. We have some more questions.
We also met up with Max is in the crowd. We met up with Max and Stacy, and had a fun dinner with them. That was awesome. So, shout outs.
Let's get some horns for them.
Pretty much, we were basically trying to strategize how we can get you have a micro penis memes. Like, there's been a drought on those, so that's basically what we're talking about. And we came up with "Tú tienes un micro pene," and we put like a little pasta sign. So,
nice. Yeah. Well, Shishi is the resident micro penis of death TA, analyst guy. So maybe
SWB audio capture not registered.
Shishi, are you there,
Shishi? When micro penis?
When micro penis of death?
Yo, I'm happy to see that you guys are living life in El Salvador. I hope to get there soon. But Everyone should know wine's not that aggressive of an approacher, so it only works with wine. I just want to comment on that. Like, wine goes,
wow.
Wine's super, super, like, calm. It's not like he's, like, sitting there in front of women, like, yo, talk to me. He's very smooth with it. It's just that sometimes he just starts off with, hey, I'm homeless. How about you? And they just walk away. So he doesn't have time to, like, explain.
You want to know? Do you guys want to know why it works?
Yeah, you got to get rejected.
Here's how it works for Winekiss. When you meet him, he's super nonchalant to women and to men. And so you start talking to him and you feel like you've known him for 5 years already. And that, I think that's part of the magic of that nonchalant approach.
Wisdom.
Is it's like, oh, I've known this guy forever. It just feels like that when you meet him.
That is actually alpha. Assume you're in the conversation with the girl you're talking to. Wine is giving you alpha and Big Sean with the assist. Let's go.
Yeah, as for TA, you know, I really think that TA hurt people's minds, you know, in the last cycle. And, you know, what am I going to tell you? Like, oh, I looked at the chart and we're at a historical precedented time. Maybe, but we're not there yet. And I only unprecedented. You know what I mean?
I think like whales, like Wine and Sean, when they're selling their corn for pupusas, we get little dips like this.
Yes.
I do want to add that I've already been El Salvador 4 times in the last year, and every single time I've gone back, the price has gone like significantly down. I was there at all-time high. I was there at all-time high the first time. And then it was like 40, 30, now we're at 20. So
SWB audio capture, cash, not registered.
I will go to El Salvador for you for a commission.
Yes.
So here's like something that I have been thinking about that's not absolutely retarded.
Regarded.
Whoa, so, Shishi, I don't know if that's the right content for our show.
This is an educational podcast.
No, but hear me out. So I want to like take like, you know, some sats and just buy them with voucher, like buy with cash vouchers at the ATM, the Bitcoin ATM, and just start handing that out as like a tip at restaurants when I eat. So instead of like filling out the
credit card thing,
just a QR code, you know. And Diddy actually, if he's in here, I didn't check, but he's the one who set that off in my head. And I was like, damn, why don't I just like prepay my tips? I pretty much know how much like my dinner costs when I go out. And I think that's a great like bear market attitude, because, you know, you either get like, you can either have the tip on your credit card, right, or debit card or whatever, and they for sure get it. Or some sats are going to go back, you know, it's like Satoshi sats. They're like donations, you know? Yeah, so if someone puts in the effort, they'll get it.
All right, we have another story time to tell. The car Sean rented didn't have windshield wiper fluid in it, and it was kind of hard to see. So we pull over to a gas station. This guy cleans the window for us.
He's like 16 years old.
16-year-old El Salvadorian gas station employee, and he's cleaning the window, and we're like, yo, we want to give you some money for it, like, you have Bitcoin. He's like, no, don't worry about it. Like, you can get going. You know, we're like, no, we want to give you Bitcoin. We'll give you $10. And then he's like, oh shit. Okay, let me get my phone.
Yeah.
Completely changed his attitude.
Yeah, and he had never downloaded any Bitcoin app to this point.
And he was about to
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Like, we want to give you it on a different wallet. So we made him download Moon Wallet. And Big Sean Harris, the whale he is, gave him $10 in Bitcoin. And we basically gave him the talk, like, listen, dude, you're not allowed to sell this, you know? Like, yeah, this is something you have to just hold. You just have to hold on to this. Like, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And, dude, there's so many more stories, but, man, we need Bitcoiners out there.
We would go to, like, the fun part, too, is, you're just down there and you can literally, it changes your mind and it blows your mind when you can pay for like half the stuff that you're going to, you can pay for it in sats. And everywhere you go, can I pay for this in Bitcoin? And they don't give you some blank stare. Like, they don't even know what you're talking about. Like, you ask them if you can pay in Bitcoin and at least they know what you're talking about. They'll either tell you yes or they'll tell you no, but it's not like that weird of a question to ask. And I think the more people ask down there, then the more the people will accept it. And so we would go to, when we went to Tunco, you had to pay for parking or whatever, and they only accepted dollars in cash. And so every time they would tell me the price, then I always say, do you want the dying money or do you want Bitcoin? Every time. And
yeah, but you could say it how it is, right? Like, we need people like Sean to be in El Salvador, like, as much as possible, because this dude literally went to every single person whenever there was an opportunity to pay and would ask, do you accept Bitcoin? And for the majority that said no, it's not just like, do you want the dying coin? Sean would be like upfront about it, like, tú quieres la moneda que está muriendo? Like, just calling it toilet paper to some people. Yeah. Like, it was hilarious watching, Wynikus, but
I embarrassed Wynikus because I was like, do you really
want SWB audio capture not registered?
And like, Wynikus was like, all right, dude, that's maybe a little too harsh.
Let's go.
I was like, you know what? They gotta recognize that they're in the country that actually will allow them to use Bitcoin and they don't have to pay taxes on it. And so there's a ton of infrastructure for them to use Bitcoin. And they're in the one country that's okay with it. And they still want dollars, which is the dying money. And so you can't, like, I'm gonna push as hard as I can. And yeah, I'll shame people for taking dollars in a Bitcoin country. No doubt. I will do that all day.
Yeah, I mean, we need boots on the ground. We need Bitcoiners in El Salvador. We need Bitcoiners to leave their sats there. And there's so many people that know what Bitcoin is but don't understand its value. And it takes just one conversation to orange pill somebody to say, hey, you know what? You might want to hold on to this. And I really think it's important if you guys can, like, try to make your next vacation over there.
Agreed. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you got to go down there. And it's so true. It really does. Like, especially with people who are ready, and a lot of the Salvadorians are ready. And so it really does just take one conversation to spark that, because, you know, I'll talk to people when I'm down there and they don't know anything about it. They just know that the president has made a decision and all this other stuff. And okay, that's cool. And then they know that the price has gone down, right? That's what they say. But then if you, like, sit down and talk to them about what it really is, and it doesn't even need to be more than 10 or 20 or 30 minutes. If you can sit down and talk to them, and I guess it does help if you know Spanish, but if you can talk to them about what Bitcoin really is, how it has a fixed supply, and how
the SWB audio capture not registered,
and then let them know that the dollar is not their friend. I think a lot of Latin Americans think, because over the years it's been that store of value for them, that the dollar has looked like a friend to them, while their own government currency has looked at the enemy. But it's like the enemy, it's still an enemy, because it's still paper currency that can be printed to zero. And that's the whole point, right, is getting people the education. And I think El Salvador is making strides in getting that education out. It just takes time, right? Like, it's new. It's still very new down there. And we know how it is. When you try to orange pill your friends and family, sometimes they need a couple touch points. And sometimes they need to hear it from somebody else who's not you, right? Like, my mom loved the Michael Saylor thing on Tucker Carlson. I know Wynikus' dad loved that too. So it's like sometimes they just got to hear it from someone else, and then it clicks. So it's, you never know who you could orange pill, and you never know who you're orange pilling and who they could orange pill. So it's necessary.
I mean, I just want to add that if you're a Bitcoiner, you're obviously obsessed with Bitcoin, and man, you go to a place, there's Bitcoin signage in front of businesses saying, we accept this. You whip out a Lightning wallet, like, yeah, you see the transaction happen in seconds. Like, it is so freaking cool. Like, go over there and see it for yourself.
Can I tell you guys a story? My first purchase was sats on Bitcoin Beach.
What's up, Mike?
Jump in, Mike.
What up, guys? My boys. I was on the beach. Two ladies working. One lady had a bottle opener and a beer, and the other lady had the phone and the QR code. And I got all of my senses fucking rocked. I scanned the QR code. I see the check mark. I hear the beer open. And I taste that motherfucker, and it was, man,
SWB audio capture not registered.
So, yep, you guys got to get down there, man. And you know what? Thank you. Right in the middle. Right in the middle. Bam, 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 bam.
Got to cut you off with the horns, bro.
More noises.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Another thing is the majority of Bitcoiners I've talked to have not gone down yet, and I love that. It's a good sign because I know everybody sees it as the Mecca, and they're going to go down there. So if El Salvador is already happy with the tourism they're getting, like, they've only gotten a fraction of it, man. So yeah. it's all good. I'm very, very hopeful about El Salvador.
Dude, and guess what?
That's one of the reasons why, like, that's a big reason, too, that I want to have the halving party in El Salvador is because that really gives Bitcoiners an excuse to get down there. And there's already enough excuse to get down. But then if you're like, okay, well, everyone, all the other Bitcoiners are going to go down. Okay, I'm going to head down there too. We're all going to be there for the halving. So that's just another reason to head down there for the halving party.
It's going
to
be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah.
If you're not in El Salvador by at least the next halving, which is the halving party, then you're messing up. You have a whole 2 years to decide when to get there.
Yeah. You should be down there. You should be down there at least for the halving party.
At least get your passport ready.
Yeah, get your passport ready.
Señor Apex.
Hey, boy. Apex.
Give me your monies.
Give me your monies.
One money, Maxi, Sir Apex. How you doing, bro? It's good to hear your voice, bro. How was your Twitter break?
Pretty good, man. I'm stoked to be here. I just had a blast with these two motherfuckers. Minasonte. It's cool, man, because I've been going there a bunch of times. Usually, obviously the Bitcoin thing, but as you guys know, I love surfing and the waves over there are just amazing. So to combine my two favorite passions, which are Bitcoin and
surfing, SWB and audio capture, not registered.
That really made it more this time of a Bitcoin trip than the last times. Just hanging out and meeting other Bitcoiners that are now either just visiting there as a pilgrimage, because that's what we were talking about. It's just kind of becoming like a pilgrimage, and it will be for years to come for obvious reasons. And just when you have your homies there and homies that are like you've never even met in real life, and then you just know them through Twitter, but they're your homies. But then you put a face to them and you guys are actually spending time and just shooting the shit. It was just an epic trip, and I was really stoked to spend time with all the other Bitcoiners and Winekus and Sean. It was fucking epic.
Yo, to all the El Dante Sevens listening, Apex is nice on the grill.
Dude, the barbecues that we had with Apex and Wine were top notch. The meat, where was that? Was that from where was that meat from?
Super Selectos.
That's where we met. Give me one money.
We have a homie in the audience, Satoshi's Dragon, who was also part of these barbecues, and he said, "Yo, since you've been to El Zante, the barbecue rate has gone up 400%, literally every night."
What up, Satoshi's Dragon?
Ribeyes only too. We're not messing around here.
Let's go. Well, Wine. We only had a few questions. We had one question to start the show, and we're an hour and 12 minutes in. So do you guys want to show the halving party a little more? Or do we go to Labra shitposting as a service?
We can just say, I mean, I'll just say one more thing. Honestly, the halving party is going to be awesome. It's not going to be a Bitcoin conference per se. It's more going to be, you're going to get to go to a place, which is El Salvador. We're going to have a nice resort.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Limited drinks, and that's alcoholic or non-alcoholic. Pools, private beaches, activities, fun things. We're going to have contests. I'm not going to say the contest just yet, even though I want to. And Winekus and Apex were down there. We were brainstorming, and Satoshi Dragon too. But it's going to be a ton of fun. And I mean, the biggest thing is, what do you do when you go to a conference, right? You go there, you hang out with Bitcoiners, you have a good time. Maybe we might have a speaker or two explaining what the halving is, explaining why it's important. But the biggest thing is you're hanging out with like-minded people. You're having higher level conversations. And then another thing is you're eating food, right? You're sitting down. When do you know you got a true friend, a true homie? When you sit down, you share a meal together, you have a good time. And I think that's definitely going to be able to happen. I think it's going to be able to just bring more camaraderie and get us ready for this, for the bull market that will ensue after the halving in 2024.
Let's go. Break bread in El Zante for the halving party with your favorite Bitcoin friends, guys. I will be down there. I don't even know what's going on, but I'm going to make sure I get down there. So
yeah, it's not for another 19 months. So, tickets are not on sale yet.
Is there going to be a pre-mine ticket sale? Can I use my influencer status to get a pre-mine ticket, pre-sale ticket?
We can talk offline.
I got some clout. Let's go. All right. Well,
how many people are you thinking, Sean?
What'd you say?
How many people are you imagining being there?
I'm imagining about 2,000.
Wow. Let's go. This is going to be lit. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, SWB audio capture, not registered.
We're going to be fucking showing these motherfuckers in El Salvador what's up.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be cool, dude. It'll be really cool. And I hope people don't just come for the halving party. I hope they either come a little early or stick around later and can get to Zante, get to San Salvador, can get to the, like, there's a volcano in Santa Ana. There's just a lot of good places out there.
Yo, I'm coming in just for our 1v1 and I'm writing.
Is there an echo? I hear an echo right now.
I think that was me. Apparently this was an audio marked episode. I forgot to set everything up correctly. Whatever.
Another audio mark.
All the best signal ones have the audio watermark. So amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Wine apparently is having issues with the ZBD wallet. So I don't know where he is right now. Are you back, Wine?
He's back.
You hear me?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's a shame this video was watermarked.
I apologize, Wine. I thought I set it up correctly, but I forgot. I'm going to just leave it on from here on out and never turn it off.
That's a bad decision.
I'm ready for the tips.
Wait. There's something that needs to be addressed about the party, right? And we had this discussion over some pilsners and some beef, right? Which was like, you know, the male to female ratio, right? Like, you know, otherwise we wouldn't give a fuck, but it is a party and, you know, some of us want to get down, right? So there's a strip club in La Libertad. It's called Exclusivo. So my strategy is like to at least befriend like the owner so he can at least send a bunch of the strippers. I'm going like second layer on this shit.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Really Bitcoiner, but I'm going to really have to work on that one. But yeah, we don't want this to be a sausage fest, guys. I mean, Sean, if you want to speak to that, like, you know, we did have some.
Hey, are you going to tip them in a Chivo QR codes?
No, Chivo's a shitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Here's what I'll say. We need more women in Bitcoin, unironically, for the halving party.
We need more women in Bitcoin.
So if you're a girl that's listening, which there aren't many.
There is no girls listening to Bitcoin Kindergarten.
I see Lauren Alight. She's out there. Lauren, get your girls. If you're a dude, get your single girlfriend, if friends that are girls, get them orange pilled. And, you know, maybe it's on us as Bitcoiners, like Apex, you got to start dropping some shirtless selfies out there surfing. Maybe y'all drop a selfie of me after a workout or something. Whatever we got to do to get more women that in Bitcoin, I'm willing to do it. So,
me too. I'll drop some selfies too, dude. We can whore out ourselves on Twitter.
Women, good looking women are fiat maxis because the fiat's, like, maxis will spend on them. Bitcoiners are like, not parting with my sats.
Nah, dude.
Bring the El Zante sevens.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one thing. You can still pull girls if you're a Bitcoiner. You just got to do it right. I've seen Winekiss do it. I've seen myself do it. So all I got to say is let's get some more women in Bitcoin. Let's get some more good-looking women in Bitcoin. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
oh, yeah. I didn't tell my girl I was a Bitcoiner. Yeah, I didn't tell my girl I was a Bitcoiner.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Once in the relationship, man.
You gave her that seed, and then you gave her that seed.
Yeah, man, I just kind of like...
seed for seed, value for value.
I realize that, like, the main, like, value that you want out of a woman is like, you know, to match with your main core values, right? So it's, like, just about sussing that out. It's not about being, like... Oh, do you like Bitcoin? She can just say yeah, and then you know what I mean. Like it's just not like something like that's good to talk
about. Let's just be honest. If you go up to a girl and the first thing you ask her is, "Do you like Bitcoin?" She's gonna be so dried up. You ain't gonna get laid. Like, come on, fam.
Okay, it depends what your follow up is after that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's gonna change, right? Because if you go up to a girl right now and you're like, "Do you like gold?" She'd be like, "Yes."
Yeah, like I don't know. In Miami, you start talking about money. That's like another story. That's all they want to hear.
Here's what, regardless of all your guys' strategies, let's just get more women in Bitcoin. How about that?
No, but I'm saying they're not attracted to Bitcoin itself, not Bitcoiners. Bitcoiners are actually pretty attractive. No?
Honestly, I am all for more women in Bitcoin. Like, legitimately, I'm all for it because
people have been doing this shit since the 90s.
Every time I go to a Bitcoin conference or event.
Dude, I remember when I first
good-looking women.
I remember when I first heard about the stock market. I started looking into it. Everyone's like, "Yo, we need to get more women in investing." It's like literally a tale as old.
Guys. Women don't care about making money; they care about spending money. So just get rich, and the women will come to you. Come on, okay. Enough of that.
If Bitcoin's pumping, there will be more women.
If Bitcoin's pumping. Yes. Your boy will be pumping as well. So say less.
Yeah, but we want your Bitcoin.
Wait, hold on. We have a girl coming up.
Okay.
Supposedly a girl.
Are you gonna get more women? Are you gonna get us more women?
SWB audio capture not registered.
Well, how would you like me to do that? When I mean, I'm actually like dating a super rich guy right now.
Did I not just say this?
in Bitcoin. Well, he's into Bitcoin. He owns an awful lot. Am I getting music? Oh.
No, I'm fine. I'm sorry. Go on, Sandra. I apologize.
Just because they have oodles of cash and Bitcoin doesn't mean that they're going to like attract more women to the arena, so to speak.
Well, mm-hmm. We have Phil Gibson. Mm-hmm. He is a woman. What do you think about getting more women in Bitcoin?
I was here first anyway.
Them bitches ain't gonna be as hot as me, okay? So they
yes, Phil Gibson is by far the hottest woman from behind. Don't get confused out there, boys and girls.
And this is my side boob. Back off.
That does look like side boob.
Let's, Lauren. Yeah, let's get Lauren's take on this, and then we'll get into shitposting as a service.
Lauren, tell me I'm pretty.
Phil, you're gorgeous. We all know that. Yeah. So we actually have a secret Bitcoin ladies like chat group on Twitter as well as on. Telegram.
Why the hell have I not been invited?
Discord, because we just want to.
How many girls is there? Like 10.
No, there's not. There's actually like 30 women in the one on Twitter, and then we have about 50 something in the one on Telegram. Wow. So we're building it, okay? It's like
you have to pay a
steady
part of build it, and they will.
I am building.
Yeah,
it's hard exactly. Because like every time, once a month, they're all freaking out, but they're all freaking out at different times, so you can't get them to communicate.
We're not on the same cycle yet.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Not yet, soon.
Dating advice to you autists, like, if you want your girlfriend to spend time with you, but you're like, can you, like, pay for your own ticket? Yeah, no, it's, like, not going to happen that way.
Yeah, I'm going to call bullshit on that because my girl offered to pay for shit without me having to ask because that's called a
Uber. Sandra's a UTXO gold digger. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
She ain't hanging with no broke, Nick.
I'm just saying,
if you want me to visit you, and then you're like, oh, you have to like pay for like the ticket to get here. It's like, well, why don't you just come over to Miami where it's more fun anyway and visit me? Why would
I? You're too busy making money.
Money. Okay, hold on.
I'm just saying that's like the gentlemanly thing to do, though. Like, if you're
have you listened to the show? I don't think there's one gentleman in this chat.
Yeah, I understand. Now I know why like there's barely any women in Bitcoin. Yeah. It's just sad.
Okay. All right. One more question, Sean.
I'm saying she a gold digger.
Hey, but she ain't messing with no bro.
I am from one of the oldest families in this fucking country. I don't even know. Soft flag.
Sandra is a Rothschild.
Okay. All right. Let's reel this in. I got one more question that the people want to know, Big Sean Harris. What type of Costco card do you have?
I don't have a Costco card.
Oh, my God. No wonder you ain't getting bitches. Anyways, Wine, get the ZBD chat.
We don't know Sean's favorite meme.
Oh, we don't know Sean. Okay.
I'm from the oldest family in America. What do you mean I'm not getting laid?
Okay, Sean.
You have a personality.
Sean, what is your favorite meme?
SWB audio capture, not registered.
This is Bitcoin Kindergarten.
Oldest family in the game.
This is the most highly. Yeah. Oh my God. Yo, I need to update it. I haven't played that in a minute.
I am the best producer in the game.
It's Ooh. Only fitting because I have a watermark on today's show. So, yes, Sean, yes. What is your favorite meme? And then we will get into shitposting as a service.
My favorite meme. What is my favorite meme? Dude. I would have to say, I got a lot of favorite memes. My favorite meme, like the classic favorite meme, used to be the Matrix one, right? But I say that one so much that I want to give a different one. And I'm going to have to say my favorite one, just as of late, Greg Zadge made one about Richard Hart, and that had me laughing forever, so... That's my current favorite meme.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to get into everyone's favorite portion of the night.
Yeah.
So, Wine, I hope you're ready. Oh, wait, Hobo, what's up? Your hand's up. Before we roll this out, what is your last words?
No, I just like putting my hand up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then go fuck yourself. Wine, I hope you're ready.
I just want to say that... Before I read these tips, ZBD, I don't know what's going on, but the wallet's not working in Florida, and I had to VPN this thing, which is causing some audio issues, but we're going to read them because I got it going.
Amazing.
I'm a resilient guy.
All right. Well, here we go, guys. Everyone's favorite service brought to you by everyone's favorite doggy, Labrahoddle. Labrahoddle shitposting as a service.
And now... It's time for
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Me, Labrahoddle, and the guy said CBD. Read out the lightning tips this week, Winekus.
Read out the lightning tips, Winekus.
Wine.
Me.
Read the tips, Wine. Read the tips, Wine.
A-N-G, ang now.
Ang now.
Ang now. Well, if you guys didn't know, you can spam the show by tipping it. Yes, on YouTube, we are utilizing the Lightning Network. You can spam the show in an instant before I even finish reading these offs. But for now, we shall get started on this week's tip. The first one is for 600 sats, the best calves in Bitcoin.
Uncontentious.
Yeah, Bitcoin's best kept secret. The next tip is Bitcoin is basketball.
Does it tell you who tipped these?
Sometimes.
Only if they have a ZBD account or sign it off with their name.
Yes, there's a science to this. The next tip, I think it was directed to you, Sean. It says, shut up and dribble. The following tip says, Airbud took Big Sean's spot. The next tip says, Airbud 69 starring Labrahoddle. Damn, I would pay for that one. The next tip says, Saint Sean the Orange.
Saint Sean the Orange. I know who sent that one. I know who sent that one.
Who?
That's Rope. That is definitely Rope.
Hey, whatever. SWB audio capture, not registered.
Did Max share his blow with you, Sean? Damn. Y'all don't get me in trouble just reading this shit.
Yeah, for real. This is why this is your job, Wine.
I mean, do I censor?
No. Say them, bro. They paid for them. This is the show. They troll us live. This is the show.
Jesus. Well, whatever I read, I don't mean to offend anyone. But next tip is by Mr. Robot, a ZBD user. He says, support the lesbian midgets.
Let's go.
Apex. Yo.
Apex, you got a job to do. He's on the board of the Having Party.
No, Apex is the chairman of the board of the Having Party.
Chairman of the board of the lesbian midgets. And the last tip, unless anyone sends anyone any more before I finish this sentence, says, Simper Jim says to be nice to Sandra.
Oh, damn. Wow, they went in. They went in today.
The trolls
went in today. Man, yes.
Yo, 500 sats for a rebuttal. I can read it.
Wine is the best salesman.
500 sats for a rebuttal. Your voice can be heard on the show.
On the YouTube, show.
YouTube, Bitcoin Kindergarten. Scan the QR code. Lightning Network. Instant tips. Instant shit posting. Auto troll. Do it for us. Save Opti's credit card debt, aka Bitcoin Kindergarten's treasury.
Yeah, we need a lot of 500 sats to save that, guys. So if you guys want merch.
Oh, we got a new tip in. It's not over. The portion is not over.
Honestly, I've listened to Bitcoin Kindergarten forever. How do you send in the tip? You go to YouTube.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
And then it's got to be like 500 sats minimum. And then once you scan it, it'll give you a message and you can type in a message in your wallet. And then it'll pop up over here because of the ZBD Lightning Streamer Kit that no one is using. And it's literally one of the best freaking features. On Bitcoin Twitter. I think we're the only ones that use it.
ZBD stream. Dude, ZBD, pay us. Dude,
yo, where's our ZBD sponsor?
Can you put that in a nest, by the way? I have no idea half the time what this new stuff is, so.
Maybe next week. We'll have to figure something out.
I'm going to put the YouTube link in the nest, because that's where it happens.
Guys, she's trying to give you money.
But we do have one more tip, Opti.
Okay. All right, here, I can do this. Hold on. Oh, wait, you already got it.
The next tip is from a ZBD user. His name is Bap, a Bitcoin Kindergarten OG. And he said, great job tonight, fellas. Plebs will conquer the world. Hodl on. Some encouraging words.
Amazing.
For once, a tip that's not an insult. Thank you, Bap.
This is what they like to do. They like to troll us live. I endorse it. Literally, we should probably up the troll. We should probably up the limit so that we scam them a little harder.
Like some AI on the fucking tipping feature, and if it's an insult, you got to pay like 5,000 sats. You know?
Yeah, we're gonna censor you for a price. Wine is for the 5,000. Yeah.
If not, it doesn't get read.
Yeah, I won.
I'm such a good businessman. Somebody hire me.
What if you're feeling really sensitive and everything?
But all right.
All right. Boot fill. Okay, guys. That's the end of the show. We went super long. It is a good show. Sean is an influencer.
We got another one. Yo, this show might go on forever.
SWB honestly. Audio capture, not registered.
But the next tip says,
Opti's longest intro, Baena.
Amazing.
I wonder who sent that one. I wonder who sent that one.
Sean's lightning wallet works.
Yes, it does.
Diogenes says, wine, for 5,000 sats, you better wash my cat and shave Labrahoddle. We could figure that out. We could figure out how to make this happen.
Diogenes living in the year 2030.
All right, guys. Well, Sean, what do you want to plug before we end this? I know no one actually listened to this on YouTube, but there are people in the spaces. So plug something, and then we'll roll this one out, man.
Yeah. So first of all, everyone, plan to come down to the having party. It's going to be awesome. Max and Stacy, they confirmed that they'll be there. And you should confirm that you'll be there, too, because it's just a great place to go. Also, Mean Factory Podcast, we roll on Thursday nights at 7:30. Shishi will be our wonderful guest tomorrow.
Wow.
And then
is that tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow?
Yes.
No, remember. No, because I think we got COVID in this house, so or if the flu or whatever, you know, but
yeah.
You got COVID.
I also do Bitcoiner's Guide with Marcus. So that's just another thing that we do. It's on the same channel as our YouTube channel, as the Meme Factory Podcast. And go to mfmerch.com if you want to buy any of our merch, mfmerch.com.
And follow MF Having, right?
Yeah, follow. It's literally Having Party MF. So that's it.
I got one more shout out, Opti.
Yeah,
and follow it on Instagram. Go on Instagram too. Follow. We've only posted one thing so far on Instagram.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
So it's gonna, the content's gonna start flowing in the next probably starting the next month. Be one of the first followers on Instagram. It's Having Party MF, Having Party MF, both places.
Let's go.
I got one more shout out. I want to give a very special shout out. If you're listening, and I hope you made it this far, to our boy, Billy McDo. This show couldn't have been done without you. All it takes is a tweet to say, what is going on Bitcoin Kindergarten? I'm listening, and I don't understand any of it. So, Billy McDo, as long as you keep tweeting about us, we'll keep shouting you out.
Yeah, if you can make it through the whole show with the SWB audio driver, audio mark on it, you are the real MVP. We will shout you at the beginning of next week's show. Wine. This was a fun one. I had a blast. Of course, I messed up the watermark, but it is what it is. This was for all the people in the spaces.
Very sad.
No one listens to it on YouTube anyways. There's like 10 people that look at it anyways. So it is what it is, but we had a great time.
Non-YouTube, bro. The podcast.
The podcast, yes. Wrecked.
Wait, we got another tip. The show must go on. 500 sats. All it takes is 500 sats, and it's not an insult. 500 shats from Loco at ZBD. Great show. Go fuck yourself.
That's the type of energy we need here.
Hashtag from Diogenes. All noise, some signal.
Yes. As we were saying on the show, when you hang out with Bitcoiners, do you really need to talk about Bitcoin? It's more about just staying on the
mission. SWB audio capture, not registered.
And understanding that there's more people out there like you, and we are going to fucking take over the world. So be proud to be a Bitcoiner. Continue to talk your shit. Continue to build, because
I am building.
And everything else is noise, guys. Create the community. Create the products that you want. Bitcoin is winning. Avoid all the bullshit. Avoid the noise. And stay positive. In the face of all this bullshit, remember what we were telling you guys about the winner's mentality. This is what it's about. Pressure makes diamonds. Continue to dominate out there, guys. Because we are all just waiting for hyper-Bitcoinization. Really, we're just waiting for other people to understand that Bitcoin is fucking winning and Bitcoin is here. Bitcoin is a solution. Bitcoin is, and that is enough.
Bitcoin!
All right, guys. I don't think we have a guest next week, so we'll figure it out. Wine, we'll figure out what we're doing.
Maybe I'll bother Giacomo and see if he comes on.
Oh, dang. Okay. Yeah, use your clout, bro. Use your clout.
Also, next Wednesday is my fantasy football draft, so I'm trying to schedule it way before the pod, but you never know, man. I might be at a draft party or something. So
amazing.
We'll see what happens. Well,
as you can tell, Wine has his priorities straight, and it's not BK.
This is literally one of my only sources of income, so I need to be on the ball here.
All right, guys. Well, everyone that hung out with us, I hope you had a good night. Enjoy the rest of your week. We will see you next week. Same time as usual, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I'll figure out all the audio issues. Maybe I'll actually put in some time and make sure that my routing's good. But whatever. Who cares? You guys had a good time. No one listens to
SWB
this anyway.
SWB audio capture, not registered.
Yes, we do. Stop that.
Thank you very much.
We love you, Sandra.
We love you, Sandra. Don't listen to everyone talking shit. This is the game. This is the most highly regarded content in Bitcoin, which means if you talk, you're going to get destroyed. So you just might as well. You might as well own up to it.
Yeah, that's okay.
And of course, before we go, I got one message from our sponsor.
You're against Bitcoin. You're against freedom.
All right, guys. We will see you next week. Have a good night.